Hey, Bottomley.
Yeah?
My father reckons that 7 and 8 aren't 19.
Serves him right.
Eh?
Well, what are you blaming me for?
I'm not blaming you. I'm just telling you.
What? 7 and 8 aren't 19?
No.
Well, I never said they were.
Well, Greenbottle did.
I can't help that.
Yeah, and Dr. Pym agreed with him too.
Yeah, but Granny was only pulling his leg.
Pulling his leg?
Yeah, well, didn't you hear the way he worked it out?
Yeah, but that sounded all right.
Oh, don't be a dill.
I'm not. Well, how would you work it out?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, 7, I don't have to work it out.
No, but what suppose you did?
Yeah, well, what suppose you go and have a bath?
I don't want a bath.
You want your brains brushed?
No, I don't.
Then pipe down.
Well, good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys. Now, listen to me, both of you.
Yes, sir?
I don't want to appear ruthless or domineering, but there's one thing I'm determined to do today that I've been trying to do for the last 4 lessons, and that's give you this examination.
Did you hear about Stamper's father, sir?
Father? No, what's happened? Bottomley.
Yeah?
Did you hear what I just said?
Yeah.
Well, do you think that I meant that you could just blurt out ridiculous and irrelevant remarks?
No, sir. But that's about our work.
About our work?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
What is? Stamford's father?
Yeah.
Oh.
He reckons 7 and 8 aren't 19.
Does he?
Yes, sir.
Oh, well, it's time he went back to school. No, wait a minute. Neither they are 19.
Well, you said they were, sir.
I did?
No, you worked it out for 26.
Yes, I know I did.
Greenbottle reckoned it was 19.
Yes, all right. I know all about that. And that's a little matter that I'm going to fix up with Greenbottle as soon as he gets here.
Yes, sir.
He had us so confused last lesson with his ridiculous methods of working that nobody knew anything at the finish.
No, sir.
No, but when I got home last night, I worked it out with matches. As soon as you boys left, I simply worked it out and got the answer.
Well, what is the answer?
What answer?
7 and 8.
25. 7 and 8 is 15.
Oh, 15.
Yes, Bottomley, 15. A 1 and a 5.
1 and 5.
Exactly.
It's been a bargain sale.
Bargain sale?
7 and 8 reduced to 1 and 5.
Oh, a bargain sale.
For 1 week only.
Country orders taken.
See tomorrow's paper.
Listen, but just a minute. But serves you right, Bottomley. Every lesson, as far back as I can remember, you've gone on with some silly business like that. Well, I'm just about sick of it. And if there's any more of it, I'll tell your father. And Greenbottle.
Yes?
Yes, what?
Yes, well, go on.
Go on?
Yes, aren't you going to tell me something?
Tell you something? No.
You said you'd tell Bottomley's father and me.
Did I? No, I didn't. I've got nothing to tell you at all.
Well, I might just as well go on.
Exactly.
Yes, well,
set up. Set up? No, look, come back here, Greenbottle. Come here immediately.
Yes, but you...
Will you stop talking and give somebody else a chance?
Yes.
Sit down in your place and try and behave like a normal, civilized human being.
Yes.
And first of all, you can tell me why you were late.
Yes, well, it was like this, you see.
Listen, just a minute, Greenbottle. Do your people know that you arrive at school late every day?
Yes,
Doesn't your mother send you off to school?
Yes.
Well, how long ago did you leave home?
Yes, about an hour and a half ago.
Oh, I see. What? An hour and a half ago?
Yes.
And you've only just arrived at school?
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, you saw me come through the door.
Did I?
Yes, of course you did.
Oh, yes, so I did. All right, but what I want to know is what you've been doing for the last hour and a half. What did you do when you first left home?
Yes, I started to come to school.
You started?
Yes.
Ah.
And then I stopped to watch a building.
Stopped to watch a building?
Yes, you know that big building they're putting up down on the corner?
Yeah?
Yes, well, I stopped and watched it.
Oh, did you? Just stop there and gaze at the building.
Yes, well, I got carried away.
Well, you had no right to be standing there gazing at it. You should have come to school.
Yes.
Fancy standing looking at a building for an hour and a half.
Yes.
I've never...
Oh, I did not.
What? Didn't you just tell me that you did... Well, what have you been doing?
I went to sleep.
Went to sleep?
Yes, and then I had to walk back.
Walk back where? Back to your home?
No, back to school.
Back to school? But listen, this was on the way to school.
Yes, but the cart went over the other side of town.
The cart? What cart?
The cart I went to sleep in.
Oh, you went to sleep in a cart?
Yes, and I got carried away.
And you got carried away in the car?
Yes, that's why I'm late for school.
Greenbottle!
Yes?
If you ever give me another ridiculous excuse like that for being late, you'll be carried away from here in a hearse.
Yes,
In a hearse.
In a hurry.
In a hurry. If you like, yes, in a hurry.
Hearses don't hurry.
Don't they?
No, you're thinking of a fire engine.
Fire engine?
Yeah, you know.
What? Look, stop that. There. Now will you keep... serves you right. If you won't stop it when I tell you to, I've got to stop you by giving you the stick. Nobody asked you to carry on like a factory whistle or a fire engine or whatever it was supposed to be.
No, sir.
All right, fire chief, steam engine, Stanford, hold your tongue.
Yes, sir.
Now, look, have you boys quite finished fooling around and wasting time?
No, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, well, it's just as well for you you have. Because nobody's going to leave here today until this examination is finished.
Well, we're ready, sir.
Now, keep quiet. I don't know whether you boys realize it or not, but this is, I think, the fourth attempt I've made to conduct this examination. And each time you've got out of this classroom by means of some trick or other.
What did you say, such a thing?
All right, look, there's no need for that terribly injured tone in your voice. That's not going to help you at all. Right. Now, you get 3 marks for a correct answer and 1 mark for an attempt. And remember that a report is going to be sent home to your parents.
Yes, sir.
I've got the marks here somewhere. Oh, here we are. Yeah. Well, so far, you've had only 1 question each, and the marks are as follows. Stanford, nothing. Green Bottle, 1. Bottomley, 3.
Wacko! And so he gone?
Bottomley, look, will you stop that dreadful noise?
But strikes are on top of the glass.
Top of the glass, my foot. The examination is nowhere near finished yet. It so happens that you're in front at the moment, certainly, but that's no reason to make all that noise. First question, Stanford.
Yes, sir?
Recite the wives of Henry VIII in their correct order.
How do you mean recite them, sir?
Recite? Well, I mean exactly what I say. Recite.
Mary, go and call the cattle home. Call the cattle home.
Listen, Stanford.
And call the cattle
Stanford,
home.
Will you stop wasting our time and answer the question?
You said recite, sir.
No, I didn't. All right, yeah, but I didn't want you to recite the Sands of Dee, you idiot. I want you to recite the wives.
What?
The wives.
Yes, well, I've never heard of that.
Haven't you?
No, but I know the daffodils.
The daffodils?
I wandered lonely as a cloud.
Did you?
Yes. That floats on the water.
That's not it either.
When
Keep quiet. Now will you keep quiet? You know as well as I do that I didn't want you reciting poetry and Stanford.
Yes, sir?
Can you name the wives of Henry VIII? Perhaps that's a little clearer.
Yes, sir. Oh, now.
All right, well, we'll have a try. Look, and I don't want the nonsense that we had last lesson when we were studying this.
How do you mean, sir?
I mean that Henry VIII did not marry Joan of Arc, Mary of Argyle, or the Rose of No Man's Land.
It was Sweet Nell of Old Drury.
Exactly.
And the Bride of Frankenstein.
I know that. Now, well, listen, what are you talking about? And you were in that too, buddy. Serves you right, the pair of you. Look, I just told you that I didn't want that, but does that make any difference? No. You just openly defy me. And Stanford, are you going to answer this question or aren't you?
Strike, I was just trying to think, sir.
Yes, well, be very careful of that. I don't want you to have a breakdown. But I certainly would appreciate it if you could give me an answer.
Yes, sir. Ooh,
well, look, can you remember any of his wives?
No, sir.
Oh.
Well, I keep thinking of people like Catherine of Aragon and Anne Boleyn, sir.
Well, look, forget them and try and concentrate. You'll never get... Like who?
Like Catherine of Aragon and Anne Boleyn.
Well, that's right.
Eh?
That's right. Both of them were the wives of Henry VIII. Catherine of Aragon was first, and Anne Boleyn was second.
What ran third?
Catherine Howard. And then came Anne of Cleves, who finished well, followed by Jane Seymour, Catherine Parr, Taylor or Flask. It was a great... No, Buttery, what are you talking about? You're responsible for that, my boy. What do you think you're doing, introducing these racing expressions into the classroom? I won't have them. Look, I've had to tell you about that sort of thing before, and I won't tell you again. So just watch your step. Yes, how?
Did you put down my 3, sir?
3, yes. How do you want it? Each way or straight out? No, wait a minute.
Sir, I'm talking about the marks.
Marks? All right, I know, Stanford. 3, yes. I've got it down there in my book. And what's more, you were very lucky to get any at all.
Yeah, I'll say.
Hold your tongue. It's your turn now, Bottomley.
Yeah.
Name the sovereigns who were on the throne... during the House of Tudor, in their correct order.
Sovereign.
Yes.
Henry the 7th, Henry the 8th, Edward the 6th, Mary the 1st, Elizabeth, and that puts me in front again.
Yes. 3 more marks to Botany.
Sure.
Right. Green Bottle?
Yes.
In what year? Now, wait a minute.
Yes.
Botany.
Yeah.
Was that you?
When?
Did you answer that question? I mean, have you... Listen, Botany.
Yeah.
Who were the Tudor kings in their correct order?
I just told you.
Yeah, did you? Well, look, tell me again.
Sure. Henry the 7th, Henry the 8th, Edward the 6th, Mary the 1st, Elizabeth.
Yeah. Is that written up on the blackboard there anywhere?
No, of course it's not.
Well, look, have you got your book open, Botany?
I?
No, sir.
Show me your fingernails.
Fingernails?
Yes, show them to me. Go on.
Well, what for, sir?
Have you got those kings written on your fingernails?
No, sir, of course I haven't.
Well, you did once before. Now show me. Go on.
No, sir, there, see?
Ah, yeah. That was you, I suppose. I mean, did you say Henry the Seventh, Henry the Eighth, etc.?
Yeah, sure.
Ah, well, yeah. Well, that's very good. And Bottomley once more goes to the front.
I'll say.
Bottomley has 6 marks.
Would you like my autograph?
Yes, I wonder if you'd... No, look, don't spoil it, Bottomley. Of course I don't want your autograph, you idiot.
Hey, so what does autograph mean?
Well, look, you'd never credit that a person could have as few brains as you've got and still live, Stanford.
No, sir.
Autograph simply means your name, and you should have known that.
My name's not autograph.
Isn't it?
No, it's Stanford.
Stanford?
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, why, the poor memory you've got for faces.
Yes, haven't I?
Yes.
Greenbuck, look, do you want me to give you the stick?
No.
Well, stop being insolent or I will. I didn't say your name was autograph, Stanford. Well, what I meant was, when you write your name, you write your autograph.
Why, sir?
Why? Because that is your autograph.
What is?
Your name.
Oh, would you like my green bottle?
Yes, I would. No, listen. Listen, will you boys stop behaving like a lot of monkeys and let me get on with this examination?
Sure.
Yes,
right, well, now, whose turn is it?
I had the last
it's
one.
It's mine.
Oh, yes. Bottomley told us the king.
Yes, sir.
Yes, which was a little surprising. But I don't suppose that is on the blackboard. No, well, I can't see it.
No, sir, I didn't read it off the blackboard.
No, and it's not written on your fingernails, and you didn't have your book open.
No, sir.
No.
No, Bottomley hasn't even got a book.
No, haven't you?
No, sir, see, I haven't even got a book. I lost it about 3 weeks ago.
Oh, I see. Well, you should be more careful.
Yeah.
But just a minute, Bottomley. How could you learn those kings as well as you did if you haven't got a book?
Huh?
Now, go on, tell me that.
He borrowed my book, sir.
Did you?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, I see.
Yes, the book he's got under the desk here has got Stanford's name on it.
Show me.
Quiet.
Stop that talking. And Bottomley.
Yeah?
And so you had Stanford's book open under the desk, did you?
Well, yes.
Oh, well, at last I've caught you. You're about to receive the biggest thrashing of your life.
Strike the big,
That was your swan song, Bottomley. You've gone a bit too far this time. And as far as your insolence and disobedience is concerned, well, it's just good night.
Good night?
Yes, Bottomley.
You mean good morning.
I do not mean good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys. I mean good night.
Yeah, well, I better be going.
Now, come back here. Come back. Oh, just you wait.